Today we'll be Ezra Hashem learning the Pesach and Masech the Seirvin. The topics we learn about include: first, we'll compare the way two different Tanayim apply the rule of allowing hanging mechitzas to work over water, and discuss whether they agree with each other. In this context, the Gemara gives three cases where drawing water is permitted through a hole in the board when the board is less than 4x4 amos. The Mishnah discusses drawing water from a canal that flows through a chatzar, and whether mechitzas must be built in the canal itself to permit drawing the water. The Braisa speaks about a canal that passes underneath windows where the dimension of three tefachim is significant. The Gemara has three suggestions as to where these three tefachim are relevant. The Mishnah Amud Beis requires a balcony over a body of water to have walls of 10 tefachim in order for people to be allowed to draw water through it on Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses whether Hananya ben Akavya would also require actual partitions. The Daf concludes with three leniencies that Hananya ben Akavya paskin for the people of Tveria. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include: good achas michitzas is the idea that we view a wall as if it extends down. Makom ptur is a place where one may carry to and from either a rishus hayachid or a rishus harabim on a deiraisa level, but midrabanan it is usur to transfer items from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim through a makom ptur or vice versa. Kiyutan is the pasuk from where we derive that food can only become susceptible to tumah if it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids in a way that the owner is satisfied with it.